they invited too many kids to come to the
party.
Oh my
God, it was always like 30.
Yeah, and everybody brought like their strawberry shortcake
bag. Or there was the girl that brought her boyfriend. Here's my boyfriend, Gary. He's 32.
Yeah, he's going to come pick us up.
He's going to come pick us up in his pickup if anybody wants to get in the back.
Yep, and we do.
Are we podcasting, Jenny?
We are podcasting, and I've been waiting ever since you texted me about today's topic. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Watch, rate, review, subscribe.
Go to the YouTube. Yep. Go to
I'm on wearing so my... Sexy as hell.
I'll talk about it later.
Yep.
My 90s fair.
So many buttons. If you were with a guy in the 90s, he would break his fingers to get that shirt.
I wasn't. Well, it wasn't for a while. I mean, it was late 90s.
Go to imonsohard.com.
I tried in the 90s, but I didn't get any action until the late 90s.
We will cover that in the live show, too. Okay. Go to imonsohard.com. Get tickets to the live show. It's a blast.
It's a stand-up show, in case you guys are wondering. It's not us telling you how to bake anything or how to cook or how to parent or how to be a wife.
Yeah. No advice.
Nothing. I don't know what you're getting out of it. I honestly, besides just a good time,
yeah,
and laughing with your good friends. That's it.
That's what it's worth. Too. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, I'm so excited to hear about this topic because
you guys, there's certain things you do as a mother that like I just feel like are like they're flagpoles where you go, I did this, I'm moving on.
I don't have to do this again.
I don't ever have to do this again. Yeah. My daughter came to me 4 weeks ago, hard press. In her way, which is subtle, which is always the way you're going to win me. If you play it cool, I will respond because I am sensing a little bit of like give and take. But if you come at me hard, I'll give a hard no, right?
So she
soft launches this idea. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
You're me. Hey, Mom, you know what I really love?
I'm folding laundry right now.
Okay. Mom, your hair looks really good. It looks really 90s. You look skinny.
And young.
Yeah, you look skinny and young. You know what? I remember when you tell me all those fun stories about when you were young and you would hang out with your friends and they would come over and you guys would have so much fun. Do you remember when you were telling me about that?
A goose martini with extra dirty.
Let's sit down.
All right.
She comes up and she's like, I would like to have a sleepover. And I go, immediately no. Like immediately, no.
Well, so was it like slumber party or just?
She doesn't
like
use the word slumber. They don't use the word slumber party. We're 100. They use the word sleepover,
and that means a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I go, just one, and she goes, no, seven, and I'm like, and in my head, I have so many reasons to say no. But she doesn't come at me too hard. She's like, just think about it. I just want you to think about it. I don't want an answer right now. And I'm like, she Miyagi-ing me?
Yeah, good technique.
Like, am I getting worked right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I have thought about it. She's like, I don't want an answer. I just want you to think about it. And then she'll come back and she's like, I already talked to the girls. Everybody agrees they'd go to bed early. I'm like, hold on a second. I didn't say yes. She's like, no. I didn't say it was for sure. I'm just saying if you change your mind. Yeah.
Hypothetically.
And we would like to do a craft project and we'd like it to be Galentine's Day because we don't want it to be boy centric. We want it to be about being friends. And I'm like,
She's checking all the right boxes there. That's so tough.
She comes up. She's so nice. She's like, Mom, can I get a final answer? Because I do need to send out the invite that I've already made and already sent to my friends. Sorry. And I go, okay, Galentine's, it's on Saturday night, which also means I don't have to do Valentine's Day, which we all know that just keeps me happy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, we will have your first official middle school 7th grade sleepover
All the girls are like 12 or 13.
12 or 13.
Okay.
Wait, right in that middle. Okay. Eleanor's a little young. She's an April baby. So there is a nice split. There's still, and I got to say, I didn't know what to expect. All I knew is what slumber parties and sleepovers were like for us. And that we are automatically different. A, I don't have a basement.
No.
B, I am not letting them run free in Los Angeles.
No.
At all hours of the night, unsupervised.
Oh my God.
I'm not putting them in a basement with devil worship.
No.
Like,
no.
We're not doing seances and asking the devil and get, like,
no, they're
ding dong ditching our neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
It was all, we did so, we had such unparenting parents.
Oh my God. It was just, they put like one pizza. Extra large cheese pizza.
We were so hungry all the time. Do you remember being starving? Yes. And every sleepover you've ever been at, you were like, when do we get to eat? We never had free reign of just the food.
Empty bag of Cheetos down there. Everybody's like, 1 2-liter of soda for 15 girls. Plus
sunflower seeds. I'd eat sunflower seeds at my friend Danelle's house until I had like blisters. And all I would do the whole night was like, spit to the side. Just disgusting. Like I had a 7-Eleven cup and just spit seeds. Like I'm the biggest hillbilly you've ever met in my life.
And I feel like they invited too many kids to come.
Oh my
God.
It was always like 30.
Yeah. And everybody brought like their strawberry shortcake, sleeping bag.
Or there was the girl that brought her boyfriend. There was like one that would bring like stuff that had like Jesus loves me, this I know. And then the other girl that was like, here's my boyfriend, Gary. He's 32.
Yeah. He's going to come pick us up.
He's going to come pick us up in his pickup. If anybody wants to get in the back.
Yep. And we do. We all do.
We all went to Dairy Queen and everyone was like, do your parents know? And they're like, yeah, shit, man. They're at the house right now having a Michelob Ultra. It's like, everybody's fine.
My stomach hurt. Yeah.
So I just knew. And the thing that I hate about sleepovers the most is that it messes up my sleep. I know that I will not sleep for real because I was so worried that one of the girls were going to need me that I just sort of float on top of sleep. Like, no, I'm awake. I'm here. No, do you need me?
Okay. Can I let you off the hook some? I know you would be like that, but like Delilah had for her, what was it? Her 8th or 9th?
Yes.
That was a hellscape. And let me tell you why. 8 and 9-year-old girls need everything at every moment.
They do. That's
and it's
different.
All specific and different.
We did like, that once. We did one.
One. That's
we
blew all I'm
it
ever going
to
do.
We did it once. That's and they all had little tents. It was darling and I was
13,
over it.
Like, go to the kitchen and get shit if you're hungry,
well, that's,
right?
Yes, but I was more worried. I don't know. I was worried, like, what if somebody, like, started their period or needed something? Like, it would be bigger. It would be a bigger I don't know. I had it in my head that I was going to need to be a rescue team. That they were going to need me, Jen. I don't know. Maybe somebody was having big feelings and wanted to talk about it. Couldn't be dead asleep like I wanted to be. I had my freaking
one eye open.
Oh, you know me.
Yeah.
Midnight. I'm like, are we done? So I told the girls, I said,
if anybody's looking for my mom, it is that woman with the jogging pants pulled up to her bosom. And she has her
I wore my matching
Invisalign
Nebraska
gear in. Why is she wearing a stocking cap at night? She likes to sleep warm.
Eleanor, I think she was like, Mom, I love you, but kid, jeez, can you just, why the Nebraska under, you know, jeez, coming on strong.
And
then
Instagram,
my boobs
they were
are
like,
in a bra and they're like, each are on one side of my chest. I think they're like, I don't want to get old.
So, one's under her arm.
Yeah, like I'm like, what's that? It's my boob. Don't worry about it, girls. Yours aren't like this now, but give
it
yourself.
Will be. Yeah.
Wait, don't menopause.
Yeah.
But they were, I have to say, I was nervous. We did it up. We made a Galentine's. But I really wanted Eleanor to do the decorating and most of the baking because I wanted her to be her
It's so
thing.
Cute.
I wasn't going to be like, you know what we do? Let's hire a caterer over my dead body. We went like Ralph's grocery store for like cookies.
Yeah.
She made, you know, she's a good little baker.
Yeah.
So she made a, oh God, hear me out cake, which we'll talk about that in a second. You're going to want to do it.
I love this. I love this for any age of girl, by the way.
Well, this is specifically, I do think this sleepover was a good example of exactly what seventh grade is about. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So the plan was we were going to watch the movie 13 Going on 30. They were going to do a hear me out cake. They were going to do, add jewels to something. I forget what it's called, but not bedazzling. Something that takes a crafty hand
and
you get
sticky.
Yeah. And you sit there with a little tool and you put a jewel on. Yeah. I was like, let me show you what I do it and I do a mural or I put three on there and I'm bored.
Oh yeah.
I'm probably the loose cannon at one of these parties.
No, it takes a lot of focus. I actually think little kids can, not little kids, but young people can do it because they've got the energy.
And they got the dexterity.
Totally.
I'm like,
and the eyesight.
Yeah,
I can't do
forget it.
Forget
it. I need exactly God. So Eleanor has all these crafts out. The girls get
love this.
I know. We make pasta. I'm like,
I didn't get invited. Okay.
I know, so, Jen, which feels a little because we would have hovered. And I really wanted to let the girls be.
Because all of this sounds very fun to me.
I know, but we really would ruin the vibe.
We could have been in another room. We could have listened to our music.
But then they would want to come in there because our music is their music. Everything you're saying, you're going to die. Right, I have stuff to... Okay.
I didn't know I was going to get so jealous.
One girl comes in. They're all what I love. They're all kind of the same, but they're all a little bit different. Because in seventh grade, they're like, who am I right now? And maybe today you're the girl that wants to wear the like dark t-shirt and you want to see like you're into heavy metal. Yes. Tomorrow you're wearing Taylor Swift. But today... each girl came in with their own little quirk. I thought they were hilarious. They had so much shit. They packed like going to the French Riviera. Yep. Okay.
Their little spinny suitcase.
Girl. I said a backpack and a pillow. And they came in with like one had an eyelash curler as she was walking in. Mm-hmm. They all had their stuffies, which just tells you everything you need to know. They each had a stuffy and they each had like face crap, you know, what do you call it? Self-care.
Yeah.
Like, so at one point the girls get in and they're like wound up. It's not demure. It's like girl energy. Like if boys are going to sit there and like sucker punch each other, girls are hugging each other, but it's aggressive. And they're just like a big ball of like feminine full throttle energy. And I'm like, are you guys hungry? They're like kind of wrestling and they're like, yes, we're hungry. So I put huge plates of pasta and sauce on their plates. And I go, just eat what you can. Plates were empty.
Yeah.
So fast. They were like avatars. They were like just in calories in, ready to go. And then they were hyper-focused on the craft. Doing the, not witchcraft, that would have been us.
Well, yeah. We would have been like, in the other room. I just want to say that.
I had everything planned.
And by the way, you're not just doing it this year. You're doing it every year. And I'm
absolutely
coming
not.
Next year.
Absolutely not. It was a 24-hour shift.
Can you imagine how much fun it would have been when we were single to not have to deal with shitty Valentines and do like...
Yes, do it when you're 25 and I'm just invited.
Yeah.
I don't want to host. It's really excited that what I did was sent the wheel forward.
Going down with somebody else's
because
turn.
Somebody was like, and I think they were only sort of pretend offering. They were like, you know what? Next time I'll do this. And I was like, great. Let me know when that... Yeah. What event?
Let's
when?
Let's get it
in
the calendar.
Can we get in the calendar right now? Great parents before everybody leaves? I just want to say I did my part. They were lovely. Okay, so the girls come in. It's chaos. And I go, I didn't know what to expect with this age. I go, you guys got to go outside. And they did. And they played hide and seek for like 45 minutes, and they were so sweaty and stinky when they came in. And I actually loved it because I think there's this idea that like girls are just going to want to sit and like hold hands or play dolls. They were rowdy, stinky, sweaty, and still totally feminine. It was awesome. It was so great. So then when they came back in, I was like, oh my God.
I'm going to tell you, every year I'm like, we got to get rid of that trampoline. And then every time there's kids over.
They love it.
They love it.
And then they sit in it.
They sit in it and they talk and it's enclosed. Yeah. We love it.
I was trying very hard. This was new me. I was trying really hard not to hover too much. I was like, because one girl was jumping on an air mattress and I was like, I just see that as an ER visit. And
you,
also the air mattress
keep
is expensive.
A little bit of eyes on.
So I was like, cool it. And then I'm like, that's the only one I'm going to do. I'm going to like really, they were playing hide and seek and I was like, oh God, please, please don't go near the piano. It's too tight of a space. And she made it in there. She was a noodle.
Wow.
But they played and then they had snacks and then they decided they were going to get in their jammies. Here's what I didn't know. The get into your jammies, get ready for a movie is a 45-minute affair.
It's a whole part
because
of it.
That is the face care, mm-hmm. hair care, skin care, jammy care that takes me 30 seconds.
I wish I was there. I would have gotten new pajamas
and
everything.
I didn't post this. You'd die. I didn't post this because
can
they've
we do
got,
that this weekend?
No. Yes.
No, but fine. Just you and I when we're traveling, can we?
We already kind of do that. Here,
you
you're
never
gonna
let
die.
Me watch murder with you in your room.
That's because you go to bed too late. Look, all those girls are all.
Oh my God!
They're all on Eleanor's bed, which is a full size bed. They're all sitting on the bed together.
This looks like Grease. This looks like Grease.
Yeah. They're all wearing little jammies. They're all putting on face masks.
Brushing each other's hair.
Talking. I can hear the talking, you guys. One minute it's, oh my God, do you guys have the, what's the stuffies that everybody's getting?
Not Labubus.
No. There's another one. What's it called? Jellycat.
I've got this
Jellycat and I've got that Jellycat. And then the other one is like, he's so hot. Like, just one world to the next. It's everything you need to know is that eyelash curler and that jelly cat at the same room.
I'm just watching the same video on repeat right now. Watch this. It's so sweet.
So then they do, hear me out, cake. Do you know what this is?
No, tell me.
Okay. You get a cake. You've seen it on TikTok. You've seen, there's different versions of them. But a hear me out cake is a cake. And then you bring your hear me outs. I bring mine. We don't tell each other. They're cut and they're put on little toothpicks. And what it is a hear me out that something might be attractive. And you just have to hear me out. So, for instance, Eleanor put the Geico Gecko on there. And she's like, hear me out. The Geico Gecko is kind of cute because of his voice. Then you put that in the cake.
Anybody with a British accent is much more interesting.
I know, because if it was, I don't know, the State Farm Gecko, we'd be like, sounds like he's from Chicago. I'm not as into it.
No, emu going on.
Right. Yeah.
Different.
No.
Different.
So they put it in the cake and you record this. It's tech, but we don't have social media, so I would let them record it. These girls had like 9 each, okay? This
like,
freaking.
What were they?
So, okay. You want to see? I saved these for you. Like I'm
I don't
from
know how
Philly.
To play, so
ready?
I'm very interested.
Look at these. Look at these right here. These were. This girl that might be your spirit animal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Look at who they are. These are her hear me outs.
Oh my gosh, they're rock stars. John Bon Jovi.
She's
Kurt Cobain.
12.
Nikki 6.
Yeah, deep cut.
Oh my God. And who, God, the,
yep.
That super dirty guy from Stranger Things? Yeah.
Joe. Yeah.
Oh, I like the animatic.
Steve.
Steve.
And then Joe Carey, which I'm on board.
Sebastian Bach. Wait, I don't even know who this one is.
She had to tell me. That, it's, you're going to know it. It's,
is that,
if you say it, I'll know it.
Not
from Motley Crue.
Trickster. No. The blonde. I don't know who that is. That's funny.
So.
But I do. That blonde guy is.
Matt Dillon. This is a 12-year-old. Hear me out. And she's. Putting all these in the cake, and I'm like,
girl, I, yes.
Hear me out.
I don't need to hear anything more. I'm
done, signed, sealed, and delivered. Wow. Then, like, some of them had like animated foxes. One had the guy from
Rob Lowe,
Coco, the kid from Coco.
Yeah.
You can see hot potential there.
1,000%.
I'd put, you know who my hear me out would be?
What?
Tarzan from the animated Disney Tarzan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah. No, we get it. I mean, he's very well animated.
Also,
you
know who's the one from Tangled? Flynn Rider?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that one? Look at
it's
all of them.
It's so cute. There's, okay.
We put air mattresses on the floor. The girls are all, and they're playing these games. It was very, very sweet.
I think it is so awesome. I think it is like.
Not till nighttime. It's not awesome.
No, I know. How late did they stay up?
All right. So I gave first call, last call. I was really nice. At 11 p.m.
No, no,
I said,
too early.
I just planted the seed of opportunity.
Yep, she's playing Closing Time. And everybody's like, what even is this song?
I was like, let's use dulcet tones. I just said, as the night is winding down, I'm not saying anybody has to go to bed. But if you want to, it would not be terrible. Breakfast is early.
Bright and early, slamming stuff around in the kitchen and popping toast really quickly and slamming that fridge door. I'll have some piping hot coffee if anybody would like to do the crossword with me. No takers? Let me guess, no takers.
That was my favorite person when I was... I'd fall asleep at 9 and I'd be like, Barb, you have the funny section of the paper? These girls are still asleep, but I've got a full 11 hours. I have a Sharpie mustache? That's weird. It's as though nobody parented them.
And I'm the one laying in my sleeping bag with somebody else's feet on my face
and
going...
Jen's like, shut up.
No one needs to walk this heavily. No one. Everybody be
quiet. Why don't
quiet.
You have joints in your feet? Yeah.
I know.
I said 11. I said midnight. I felt midnight was fair.
You know, there was still a lot of yammering.
When
Delilah's got a girlfriend. She stayed the night at her house last night. I said this to him before. I go, when I tell you it's time to go to bed, that means you whisper and you play it cool.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
They'll fall asleep.
I want REM.
Whispering children will fall asleep. They can't not.
You
like,
are
full of it.
Let me
show you how to play this game.
You are a whisperer. You would whisper for 2 hours.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So it's don't, this is.
What? So you give them the 11 o'clock, you say, like 1 o'clock,
just,
they're asleep. Okay.
You know, if anybody wants some melatonin, just kidding. I didn't give any. I didn't give any.
She took some, but it's
I took
still,
some. Yeah. It was hard to stay awake. So then
she comes downstairs going, somebody hear a dog bark.
Here's
literally, Eleanor's like, she has had nothing to drink, you guys. This is just she's sleeping not ambient. Mom. She, yeah. She's taken a little bit of Ambien and
my Eleanor's biggest fear was that I go, Eleanor, you know, the thing is that midnight is a fair time for everybody to go to sleep. Like, I don't want to, you can't go outside. You can't go in the, cause like our door, you're out in the world. Like,
yeah.
I don't, you know, I was like, I don't want that. So I want everybody to stay in. No FaceTime and boys. I didn't even know if I had to say that, but I was like, let's get that straight.
Yeah.
You know, but
I know what happens if it's me and it's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But I'm not in seventh grade. Seventh grade, no action. 27?
Wouldn't you have, do you feel like you might have screen made out with somebody though? I feel like that would have been a thing.
Oh, I had a boyfriend in Canada.
No, but like a
boy. I did filthy things with him.
Where you would like, you would be like, we FaceTime kissed. Be like,
yeah, maybe
we kiss the screen at the same time.
I've like, never thought about that in my life, and you're disgusting. But yes, maybe I would have French my screen.
I feel like that's maybe a thing.
Is that a
right?
Thing?
Like maybe that's phase one.
Is that
know.
A new base?
Maybe
that's lame. First base is boobs, isn't it?
No, God,
wait. First base is
no
French
wonder.
Kissing.
You were
second base is boobs. Third base is little. Well,
I think first base is kissing.
First base is
second
kissing.
Second base is French kissing.
Oh, you prude.
Third base is over the
no,
shirt.
You've got
no,
it wrong.
I don't know.
What are you going to do on a home? What is?
I don't know. I stayed on home plate. And I don't mean it in a good way. I was like, what? It just everything's on the table because I don't know. I don't know what I shouldn't be doing.
Well, I heard some talk going on and I'm like, thank God they are still like normal girls. They're talking about stuff that they literally have never done as though they have done it. God bless them. But I'll tell you who was king of the court for 30 seconds was Finn Sweeney. That
oh,
guy
boy.
Was so bothered.
I'm going to remind you that they all go to a girls' Catholic
all girls
school.
Catholic school.
Yeah, so seeing a boy who is not
but
your brother.
But Finn being in a room of all
he's
girls.
He's cute. Kristen, come
he's
on.
He's so cute. But Finn was like, you guys want to see some close-up magic? And I was like,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, he did.
Are we going to get married someday? That's what they're thinking. He's cute. He's tall. He's got amazing broccoli hair.
Yeah.
I know he's a good guy because he's my dear friend Eleanor's brother. And he does close-up magic. Mm-hmm. If he has a car in 2 years, I am marrying him.
I don't know, man. I don't know if those girls are... I think they were like, even I know.
Oh, really?
No.
God, well, we're first, too easy, man.
First,
do you want to make out with
and
your
did,
screen? With
exactly,
me?
Exactly. Through the screen. First of all, I came in and he was so bothered. By the girls all being there
because oh,
they're loud. They're loud and they're and they didn't like
no.
They didn't like
he's
stop
smart.
And just
no.
Look at him.
He's smart. He you know he comes in angry so then he gets
brooding.
To make that like brooding
yeah. Oh,
face
he did.
And then run his fingers through his hair that yeah. Makes the
also,
girls go wild.
He's always like this. He's always like anybody with a 15-year-old has this where they're always like turning their arm just to show their muscles.
Oh man, my lats hurt. From they're, all the and, work
or
I've been
or
doing.
He'll do this James Dean thing where he pushes up the sleeve of his. T-shirt, just a little
Stop.
Bit, just so it's kind of like.
Where do they
like,
learn this? All
boys oh my God,
learn
it's all peacocking.
This.
So Finn, he's got broccoli hair. He comes in, he's peacocking. He's bothered by the girls. The girls are like, oh my God. And then what does he do? He asks if he can do close-up magic. But then he came down late. I told him, I said, you're not allowed downstairs. You can do everything upstairs. You can watch a movie with me.
It's hard
you can
to
hang
do
out.
Close-up magic. From
right.
Upstairs.
But he's like. I feel like this is the worst night ever because I can't even like be in my own house. Like, why do they have to be so loud? Like, what is so funny that they're laughing so hard? And I go, you're not going down there. And he goes, why? I go, you're not going down. So they all went into Eleanor's room to brush their hair. I go, you can go down and get food, but that's it. Go down and be fast. And then he walked down and Uh-oh. Opened the door
yep.
And ripped one.
Oh.
Crop dusted him.
Okay. There.
As in brothers. They were all in the room clothed.
Yeah.
They were fine. But he like ripped it and then left.
You just didn't want him like ruining the vibe.
I really wanted it to be, what I really wanted were two things. I wanted to give myself permission to step away and not feel like I don't hover as a parent, but I wanted to give Eleanor some autonomy and some independence with her friends and just see how it goes, but also have it in a controlled environment. And I also wanted Finn to be out of the equation because it changes the dynamic. And I wanted her to have her Galentine's, and they really did. The girls were awesome. Everybody got along. I heard a little bit of proper of like appropriate, like pecking. Like if somebody was kind of getting out of line, somebody would be like, I don't think you should say it like that because it could be misunderstood. And I was like, God, they're so much better than us. There was but I did feel like when we were growing up, and my mom was not a fan of sleepovers, that they were kind of traumatic at times. Like it felt like girls would fight or there would be, you would be expected to stay up. Literally, I remember one time seeing the sun come up and I thought to myself, I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
Like we did not see a parent. They dropped us off. We did not see a parent until our parents picked us up the next day. And my mom was like, never again go inside and lay down.
Yeah. No, the only time you saw a parent was if somebody started crying, then you were like, oh shit, man, you went too far.
Oh yeah. Somebody's going more upstairs. Than one had to cry.
Yeah, it had to be a whole...
There had to be like a full fight.
I'm watching Dallas up here. I don't want to hear any crying.
I honestly think only one time do I remember a mom coming down and sort of regulating. And it was because it was like girls were... Like it was like UFC. Like girls were like really fighting. I think I was in on it. But this was not like that. And I really enjoyed it, but it was a 24-hour shift. And I was dying. And
what time did they go home?
10:30. And I thought they were going to sleep in. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They were so excited to be up. They had plans.
Yeah.
I made breakfast. Colin walked them to Starbucks because we needed to get the dogs moving their legs. You know what I mean? Like we needed to run them like they're greyhounds.
Yeah.
Like you don't think you need to do that with girls. That is not the case. Girls need to
There's so much adrenaline because they're so much excited. Adrenaline.
They're excited. But the thing I love is like they want to hold hands or they want to like hold under their arms or they all want to like move in one pod. And I just, but the boys are kind of like that too. They all just love each other, you know?
Yeah.
And the parents came and picked them up and were so happy that we had them spend the night because they got Valentine's Day.
Yes. That's a coup. That's huge. Brought the kids to Chili's for lunch. That was my Valentine's, but actually kind of perfect. I got fajitas.
What are you talking about? You love Chili's. That's your
love
language.
I love Chili's. I know.
I can't believe Chili's doesn't like sponsor our tour.
Why not?
Because we...
We give a lot of love to you, Chili's. I'm just saying like...
We've given Chili's so much love over the years.
Give some love back.
Strong luck.
I mean, the free chips and salsa is not enough anymore, Chili's. I need more.
Well, I'm glad that... we had the experience of a sleepover. I'd been really not wanting to do it forever. And now I've done it and I don't have to do it again. Right?
Yep. You did it. You can pass the torch to another
parent. Because don't you think it'll be different in eighth grade? Eighth grade sleepovers feel like seventh grade feels very specific. When back, oh my God, if you would have told me like before kids, I would have clumped fifth grade through eighth grade as all being the same age.
Yeah, you have
no
idea.
But when you're in parent mode, sixth grade to seventh grade feels like leap years. And I can only imagine eighth grade feels like that because eighth grade started to feel like the age where I could just tell my mom, I'm going to spend the night at Lynn's. And no one would, maybe that was more high school, but it felt like eighth grader, you were older. It was different.
Yeah, eighth grade does feel like, that feels like.
You're crashing somewhere.
Yeah.
Not this whole sleepover event.
I love the sleepover event. I hope girls do that like through college.
Well, they
20s.
Do now. These girls, you told me that girls, and Eleanor told me that they do, not therapy vacation. What's it called? What's the, there's a phrase like instead of like being heartbroken, go get on an Italian vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Like something like that. So
it's, like after they break up with somebody or something.
Instead of like suffering from a broken heart, go travel. And so like get your girls and go travel. And I think girls are doing better with each other now. I do feel like that.
do have a hot flash.
Oh, gosh, please.
It's James Vanderbeek.
Man.
And
that guy fought the good fight with colon cancer and has six kids and a lovely wife.
Beautiful wife.
But, and you know, he's really special.
He really is. Like, I went to his page and because I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I really didn't realize that he had been sick.
He went to an event and he was very thin. And I was like, oh, come on, man.
Because we've been following him forever. And I love, like, especially like during COVID, all of his like living on a ranch stuff that he did. I absolutely loved. And it was kind of weird to think about how, like, when you follow somebody on social media, it's in the most crazy way ever. It's not that much different than having like gone to high school with them. Cause like, we kind of grew up with that guy in a way. Like he was on our TV all the time.
Yeah.
And we didn't see him all the time, but we saw that he was doing okay in life and like had all these
kids. He specifically really merged from having this like TV persona, movie persona into social media. And he was very active on social media. Yeah. So we did get to see a lot of him in a way that we...
Like, oh, he's having another kid.
Another baby. Yeah, we really got to celebrate his life a little bit.
So I think that's probably why. It felt really intense for a lot of us to be... Yeah. And especially, like, that he's our age is, like, it sucks when somebody who is your age, you're like...
You think it can't happen.
That can't happen. It feels impossible.
Well, I was really... I don't even know... I can't remember his name now, but I posted it on our stories. He was on that show, Brothers and Sisters, and he's really good looking. He was like redhead for a long time and now he's just white, but he's so good looking. He shared a video that James Vanderbeek sent to him personally that was not meant for social media. And it's just James Vanderbeek celebrating this friend because he had done something on like Dancing with the Stars or something. And it's him being joyfully enthusiastic and the kind of friend. It's like what my dad says, character is what you have when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek didn't send that video because he thought it would ever hit the light of day. Mm-hmm. It was to his friend. And it's kind and funny. And like, he's like, bro, like, it was so good. I'm so proud of you. And it's so loving. And
yeah,
I think he touched everybody in his life in that way.
That's what it seems like. Everybody who worked with him has this long, like, gushing,
yeah,
like, tribute to him.
Yeah.
In their Instagram. I mean,
and they've raised $2 million because, look, I don't work for Hollywood, but I think it's terrible that guy was on Dawson's Creek and he does not get more residuals than he does because some shows get a lot of residuals and some shows don't get any residuals. And that means like money that you make every time the show airs.
Yeah.
And that guy, like they were suffering a bit financially. He had six kids. You think that they're making millions and millions, but they're really not.
Yeah.
Especially if
he was on Friday Night Lights too, wasn't he?
He was on the movie.
Not
Friday Night Lights. Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues. Okay.
But then, you know, they moved to Texas and they didn't even own the farm that they were on. So they did a GoFundMe and they've raised almost $2 million for him. And you think about that, like, that's really special. Zoe Saldana set up just a recurring, like, $2,500 a month forever.
My God.
You know, I mean, she's got Avatar money, so, you know. Also, she could just dip into the like, what whatever she, cell phone service number
she
money
wouldn't
she
do
had.
It if she hadn't such a connection
a
with
connection
him
to him. And yeah, it's everybody has such lovely things to say, but it is a loss. I mean, I think about those kids and his wife who they were so in love.
Oh my God, I know.
And they were so in love.
I think the youngest one's like 18 months or
I know,
something.
Six. But they've got each other and they'll tell stories about him with each other and they'll tell, the friends will tell them stories and they've got all this wonderful feedback. It's like.
Yeah. And the things that people are saying about
that's
them.
That's what I mean.
Like,
yeah.
And their tributes are like, what an amazing family they were.
Yeah.
So that's.
I know. Well, James, rest in peace, friend.
Perhaps the hottest flash from the 90s.
Yeah. Flashing back to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Guys, does anybody have an idea for a fun segment? I need a segment title for when I want to randomly talk about TV shows or movies or books.
Yes.
Because I've got a lot of those. Because I'm not doing what I should be doing. Me and my Diet Coke. Don't mind me. I'm going to slurp.
I'll make her get into
some before we get into
later.
It, I just want to say I have a movie recommendation. We got to do a segment where we just talk either books or movies or TV shows.
Okay.
I am not 100% sure how I feel about it yet, But it's only, they've only aired three episodes. It's a love story about John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette.
Yep.
And here's what I am getting from it. Frickin' 90s lore, baby. It's going back in time for me. It's going into like Calvin Klein. It's going into like, so, you know, I was in high school in the 90s, but this came out like this style that they had, which I'm wearing a black button up and in, it's my homage to the style. It's like luxury simplicity was like the 90s kids like revolting against the 80s fashion. So they went where 80s was shoulder pads and bright colors. Yeah. 90s was like, I'm going to be androgynous. It's Kate Moss. It's like Mark Wahlberg and, you know, his like showing his abs and the his junk in the Calvin Klein ads. Hello. Like Carolyn Bessette worked for Calvin Klein, I'm just going to say. And it is so fun. They use all the 90s music and it's got, somebody said it brings back yearning, which I'm into, like the hunt. Like he's super into her and she's playing so hard to get. She like, he sends her flowers. She returns them. Like John F. Kennedy Jr. is sending me flowers. I'm like, did we not already sleep together? Cause I intended to, would play nothing about that. Cool.
Yeah.
Be like, can I meet your mom?
I cannot let my husband watch this show because that's his glory days. And he'll be like, you know what? He'll go directly to midlife crisis and be like, you know what? I'm going to go back. Nantucket. See you later.
Yep. Like, it's sexy. It's got, and it's like, she doesn't, I normally get a little bugged at biopics, generally speaking, unless somebody just gets it literally perfect. And I'll tell you, Jamie like Foxx cannot beat with Ray. But most of the time, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I buy it. Like a lot of the time. But this one, it's just meant to be like impressions of them.
Okay.
But Carolyn Bessette is like the girl, the actress that plays her, I forget her last name. Her first name is Sarah. I've done too much weird research. I know. But they both look like them. And they have this like aura. And I'm so into it. I hope it's as good as the rest of the season as it's been the first, but mostly I'm just having like a memory, like I'm reliving the romance languages of the 90s.
I think like everything was like, I do remember a girl who I thought dressed really great saying, I was like, how do you pick your clothes? And she was like, I wear all black, gray, or brown.
Yeah, because Carolyn Bessette, Jackie Onassis, all those people did
it
that.
All matches.
Yeah, and so did Diane Keaton. Like, oh, I can. That's my favorite. And she wears these like cute little tight little cigarette pants with like loafers. I'm like, oh, I should have been classier. I was going to Forever 21 and trying to find a boobie shirt.
Yeah.
But I love the androgynous look, man.
It's outside of my budget.
CK Obsession was my fragrance, man. I put that on. I'm like, I'm going to make headlines.
But serious question. In real life, though, do you think he would have liked Caroline Bessette?
She would not have liked me. I would have tried so hard.
Quit calling my flip phone.
I would have tried so hard, and she would have been like, God, you have, like, you are a security risk. Like, got rid of me. No, but I kind of like that.
You like the hard to get? Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been like, you're trying to get him, I'm trying to get you. It's kind of perfect. But I loved her style. I just wanted to be like that, like effortlessly cool, like the perfect pair of jeans, a perfect tank top with like boobs that don't need a bra, like that whole thing. Mm. None of that was me.
Yeah.
But I tried real hard.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
let me dumb it down a little bit. I'll tell you what I'm really into right now is Traitors.
I have not watched it. Everybody's into it.
Traitors is so fun. And this is in, I was talking to Casey about this earlier. They say fuck way too much. It's coming from somebody who likes to vent.
Wait, can you tell me and everybody what Traitors is? Because I don't even think I know anything other than everybody's talking about
it. So I don't know if it has always been this way, but they take people who were on unscripted shows, be it like Survivor or Housewives.
I heard Mama Kelsey was just on there.
Mama Kelsey was on there. It's like, I guess it's more people who are like personalities versus actors.
Okay. So they put them on there. This is an unscripted show?
It's unscripted. Okay. And it's a game. So the longer you stay on, the more money you can win and split. So what they do is they're in this cool castle in Scotland. It's like everybody dresses over the top, which it's like a game.
Your
like
favorite.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Traitors casting. What do we got to do?
Yes.
Get her on it. And I don't even know what it is.
By the way, my friend had a traitor's party and I won it.
Wait, I can't believe I won it. Okay.
So here's the way the game works is three people or four people are chosen as traitors. They don't tell anybody. And the first night, in the middle of the night, they go to this like room where they get to meet each other and see who the other traitors get to meet each other. So the traitors murder somebody and they start off with, who looks like they're going to win this game? It's usually like who won Survivor. That's who it was like this season.
Okay.
So, and then the next day, there's like a challenge where you can gain immunity and stuff like that. And then there's a round table where you vote who you think a traitor is. And whoever gets the most votes goes home. But before they go home, they say, either I'm a traitor or I'm a faithful. Because the traitors are trying to stay secret.
Can you lie?
Oh, yeah. You have to lie. And it's funny because Donna Kelsey, God love her, was not a good liar.
She's not doing it.
God, she's so sweet.
I think she's out first pass. She's like, you know, I taught my boys not to lie. That's why I'm a traitor.
I mean, I didn't mean to say. It's really fun to see people.
Taylor Swift is lovely in real life. That's true. I got to go.
Yeah. They like flounder. It's so freaking fun.
Have you met anybody who you were like, they're a really good liar?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to spoil it because it's not over yet.
Oh.
But watching it, because this is not like me in games, I get really irritated when I'm like playing a card game with my husband. He gets real competitive. But when I was watching this, like the last few episodes, I was like, I think I'd do some dirty shit. Like if it was like came down to $100,000.
I think you would be good at it. Not because you're a ruthless person, but because you're good at gameplay and you'd be the last person they would think because you look very innocent.
And I see what people are doing wrong. Like you see people who are usually really talkative clam up.
And that would be me.
Yeah. And so you kind of have
the worst.
Like,
I'd be out so fast. I would try so hard.
You have to, I think you'd be great at it. I really do. Yeah. I think you'd have fun with it. Also because it's funny to see people be so wrong. Like when they guess somebody and they're so wrong and they're so adamantly like wrong, you know,
it's really
fun to watch. Like you got to watch.
I think
this
my
season.
Feelings would get hurt,
you know,
because I would create bonds with people and then they would be liars and I would never be okay
that's
with
what
that.
They do. That's what I don't get about it. They're like, you don't even know me. How could you say I'm like, because it's the fucking game, man. Relax.
You're cold hearted.
You're
that's
not
my
a
problem.
Bad person because you're assigned randomly to be a traitor.
See, but that's my problem with Survivor too. I'm like, strategy's fine until you find out somebody has a family. And then I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking, who are we to each other after this game is over?
Okay, there's a guy. You'll love this. You gotta watch it. Number one, you're going to get a warm sensation. He's really cute. He won Survivor. And he is so good at this game because
I find that very erotic.
In his confessional, he doesn't like to wear a shirt. That's pretty nice, too. In his confessional,
who am I to get in
like,
the way of creativity?
He would slit his mother's throat. He is so ruthless, man. He is so hot, but he also is like, these are my friends.
Yeah.
He's like, he does have bonds with people, and you can tell how much it bothers him. So
I think my feelings would be hurt. I really think about that a lot on Survivor because I really wanted to be on Survivor. There's a little part of me like I was like, should I just see? But I'm so the thing I'm most afraid of is the thing where you sit around the council and they talk shit about you and then you get voted out and they put your light out. I think I'd insta cry.
I know, but
and they would always vote the woman that's over 40 out first. Like she kind of doesn't have a chance because they just think she's gonna be like dead weight kind of the whole time. So traitors sounds like it actually might be a more even playing field.
It's less like physical challenges, although they are some of them. There's like games. And we watched an episode last night where I was like, I am having this party where they were like in a room in a cabin, like cabin in the woods. And every single creepy thing was some clue that you had to figure out. Like a typewriter had a message typed on it. Like there was a letters like came
I
on
think
this.
I'm into that.
You got to watch it.
I love anytime there's like a game element, especially something like that. I think it makes everything more fun. I can't recommend enough. If you're having a party, put a game behind it of this nature. It's Clue. Remember when we used to play Clue?
It's so fun. In an escape room. It was you and I like figuring this stuff out.
Let me tell you what happened when we went to an escape room. Let me say that again. Let me tell you what happened when Jen and I went to an escape room. It was supposed to be four married couples, basically. And we were in downtown LA, and even the outside of the escape room place looked like it was meant to be part of the, like, you couldn't find the door.
Like, you were never going to get out.
You were never going to get out. Yeah. And I already was like, what are we doing? Yeah. And my husband and I, we were in the car, and we were kind of arguing on the way there. And I was like, well, this isn't going to, you're going to be dead
weight. You find a new spouse for this game, buddy.
I'm not partnering with you. I'm on my own. And so we got into the escape room, and nobody said, oh, it's couples against couples. Everybody just sort of broke off into couples, and Jen and I were like magnet. We just like immediately got together, and it was so easy. She just was doing the thing she's good at, and I was doing the thing I'm good at, and we just went from one to the next to the next. Meanwhile, the guys are like, do you think the lady at the desk knows something? I bet if we press her, she'll give us more information. And I was like, here we go. Yeah. And we got out so fast.
This reminds me of, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but one of the most wonderful tweets I've ever seen is this guy says, you know, 5 years ago, I did an escape room with my brother and I crapped my pants. And he had brain surgery last week and they were worried that like it would hurt his brain. And he texted his brother, I survived and I know what happened in the escape room.
Okay, so watch it and tell me what you think. I just think it's also just kind of sexy, and that's what I'm into right now.
All right. Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted, Jenny.
I think we did.
Amazing. I'm starving.
Okay, it's gotta
be. Are you guys
here.
Starving?
Pioneer.